Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Pulls the ball back, snaps the wrist in the air. That's good. I'm sorry, I did that 73 times last night.
That's a lot of trips to the line.
Unbelievable. So,
That is just a lot of trips to the line.
No, you know what? I think what we saw, and it's only a guess on my part until I find out otherwise, I think what we saw last night was a reaction by the conference to the fight that took place between Northwestern and Ohio State that ejected two players on Wednesday night. Because not only were there 73 free throws, my apologies, not only were there 71 free throws in the Penn State-Nebraska game last night, there were 62 in the Purdue-Michigan State game. So on one night, there were 133 free throws in two Big Ten games. How about that? I think what we saw was an overreaction by the conference to what went on the night before in Columbus. And not saying right, wrong, or indifferent. I think when something like that happens, let me straighten out the Patrick Chambers. Let me straighten out the Patrick Chambers technical foul.
When did that happen, by the way? Because I didn't catch that, but I heard about it.
Happened in the second half.
Okay.
Penn State missed a rotation defensively. When they were coming to the timeout, he basically yelled out, "What are you guys thinking?" There may have been another word inserted there. And the official, Jim Burr, thought he was talking to him.
I've heard that happening before.
The only other time I recall it happening involving a Penn State game was back when Bruce Parkhill was coach and I can't remember the official that called the tee. And Bruce looked at him like, and the same thing with Patrick. I wasn't talking to you. Well, what's happened, though, is that Jim Bird did apologize later to Patrick Chambers, and Mike Eads was present when that happened. So Patrick did not get it. Patrick's technical foul was a mistake by the officials, which they admit. Now, does that make anything better? No, it doesn't make anything better. All right? It does not make anything better. But it still at least gives you context, because when you hear Penn State was called for four technical fouls last night, including one on the coach, what do you think? What's everybody thinking? The game was, wow, Steve got to broadcast the Wild West last night. Well, no, I didn't. Brandon Taylor got thrown out for two technical fouls. Ross Travis allegedly said something, which is very hard to believe because he never talks. And then Patrick got a technical foul because the official mistook him yelling at his team for yelling at the official. Whoops. That is a wild, wild episode. Now here's the odd part of the game. Number one, let's get something straight and on the table. Nebraska was the better team. Nebraska deserved a win. In fact, the margin of score was 13 last night. It probably was 20. Okay, have we now established that part? Now, if you look at the stats, okay, because stats can, of course, lie. For example, Kevin's 6'2", 180 pounds. Stats may not always be accurate.
Yeah, that's a little tall. That's a little tall.
It's a little tall. Penn State had three more field goals, one more three-point shot, had more points in the paint, more points off of turnovers, more second-chance points, more fast break points, and more bench points. Who won the game?
Wow.
Is that wild? That is, but when a team gets 48 free throw attempts, which, by the way, is an average of more than one per minute, and makes 37, you have no chance. When a team gets 48 free throw attempts and makes 37, that is the equivalent of going into court and having the witness against your client be a station wagon filled with nuns. You're done.
Okay. Station wagon filled with nuns?
That's what the equivalent. It's like going into court and the witnesses against your client are a station wagon filled with nuns. Okay.
I don't know which is funnier, the station wagon or the fact or that they're all nuns. I'm not sure.
Those are the, I mean, that's, to me, that's the shot you have. When the opposing team has 48 free throw attempts and makes 37, your odds of winning are the same as a guy that is sitting there as the defendant and the witness against him, the witnesses against him are a station wagon filled with nuns. You have no shot. And you admit, I come up with phrases you never thought of before.
No, I can't say I've ever even come close to thinking of that one.
Nobody has. But it's true. Tell me I'm wrong.
I can't.
Tell me I'm wrong. I mean, I'm sorry. Have you ever heard of a case where the client was able to somehow walk out the front door instead of being led to the back one?
Can't say I have. No.
No. No.
No.
Tell me the Olympics are almost over.
They aren't. It was a big day, though. I mean, I was actually out today, and the place I was stopping by, everyone in the room was upset because they did not have the game, the hockey game, on the TV because the particular establishment didn't have NBC or NBC Sportsnet on their system. So in walking around the location, there were about five cell phones or tablets minimum that were using these facilities' Wi-Fi to stream the game so they could at least watch the hockey game.
But here's the key.
Yes.
When you're talking about hockey, everybody knows who the guys are.
Oh, there's no question. I told you this the other day. I think this is the best thing for the Olympics, and it is absolutely a great thing for the NHL. And the NHL has to figure out a way to make this work long term for both entities.
Yeah, but you know what? Gary Bettman, who, by the way, he's in the studio with Al Michaels yesterday, and I'm watching with Dave Baker. I go, "Oh, look at that." I says, "Al Michaels is interviewing Putin." Oh, wait. It's Gary Bettman.
It did. If you looked and just glanced at it, you did kind of question it. I'll say that.
Oh, sorry, Gary. Mr. Commissioner, whatever.
They both had the same facial expressions through the whole Olympics, I think.
Yes. But the NHL has been making it work. That's why they've been in the Olympic Games, what, every year since, what, 98?
Well, I know, but I think there's a lot of talk that they may not be able to for much longer for one reason or another. And I think that's bad for both the Olympics and for the NHL. I think this, I think especially today and maybe even this whole week, more random fans of sports that weren't necessarily NHL watchers started watching hockey and said, okay, this isn't bad. I could get into this sport.
Well, I think it's been great for the NHL. I know there's ain't doubt about that. It's been terrific for the NHL. And, you know, they just have to... Although I've had a couple of people say, you know, it must be difficult playing against your teammate. These guys switch teams all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, if free agency in any professional sport changed that idea.
Free agency trades, whatever. They'd be like, oh, okay, good. So, yeah, I think it's great for the NHL. It's what they should be doing. I think in the end, you know, they have 4 years to figure it out. And I think in the end, you will see them continue with the pros at the games. It's a lot easier, for example, when it's in Vancouver than having to ship them halfway around the world.
That's very true.
Let's see. Off week for the Nittany Lion basketball team. Break can't come at a better time for them.
By the way, we should mention that if you did not know, the United States lost to Canada 1-0 just yes. About a half hour ago.
Yeah, 1-0 they lost. Jonathan Quick played great for the United States. Couldn't have played any better.
I believe it was 68 overall shots between both goalies and only one went in. How well did both goalies play? Yeah, Quick and Price did pretty well.
Carey Price of the Montreal Canadiens played great, and Jonathan Quick for the LA Kings played great.
Hey, good news. The final Olympic fun fact is coming up. At least for the next 2 years, anyway.
I have a fun fact.
I don't want to hear it.
Why not?
Because I don't think it's going to be fun for me.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Right about now, you're starting to panic.
No, I was just gonna. I was just about to say, that's you. The deep voice man said your name.
By the way, Sarah Bartlett, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Miss Bartlett.
Happy birthday, Barty. Today, you know what? Let's go to Brewer's Outlet and celebrate.
There's a thought.
Great selection of beverages, domestic beer, snacks, peanuts, fresh hot roasted peanuts, pickle bar, Buner's, by the way, back the 28th, I'm counting the days, and that's Brewer's Outlet. That'll be a time to go back to Brewer's Outlet when Buner's back.
He is a pickle connoisseur.
Yes, but your shoulders just slumped. What about me?
No, I'm all right with that.
Quitting?
Now, when he's here, I don't have to think as much.
Make it sound like it's a task.
Some days.
And, of course, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Our number is open, 800-795-9565. We touched on this, and we're going to touch on it more as time goes. But what the fans think is something that's important. We've got to keep the avenues open because you're the consumer. And one of the things that I've touched on, and it's going to be a little bit if I'm doing the show in State College as opposed to doing it here. Because in State College, I would ask the students this question because it really revolves around them at the moment. And that is about no-show rates at games for students, which we touched on earlier in the week, Darren Revelle's column. And we're going to get Darren on the show, by the way, to talk about this when we can put this together. But Tony Knopp, who was on yesterday's show, knows Darren. And he said, Steve, I'll open the door. I'll get the door open for you to get him on the show. I said, great. And by the way, before I'm going to sidetrack and do a complete veer here for a moment. I drove past Beaver Stadium about 20 minutes ago. The students lined up to go into the Jordan Center for Thon. Stretch from the Jordan Center all the way past. I mean, I'm talking went down Curtin Road, past the entrance where the team buses come in, back around to where the luxury suites are, all the way down. The students were lined up that far for Thon. Thon's this weekend. So whatever you can do to help, it's for the kids and the Four Diamonds Fund at the Hershey Medical Center. Big 46 hours of dancing. All right. So back to the original point about opening up the lines at 800-795-9565. One of the items that was cited by the University of Tennessee, and they keep very exact records on opponent, record of opponent, and also time of day. And they had one of the lower no-show rates of the season when they played Tennessee Martin. You're like, Tennessee Martin? Why? And it started at 6 o'clock. So I want to find out from the fans, what is your preferable kickoff? What's the best kickoff time for you? Now, before we get in, I don't want to hear, remember they used to play at 1:30. Perfect. And here's the reason why. Because that's never going to happen again outside of the game at 1:30 kickoff. Locally there, 8:30 here. The reason it's a 1:30 kickoff is because it's 8:30 here. All right? A 1:30 kickoff in Beaver Stadium, in all likelihood, is never happening again. So I don't want to hear that start time. I actually have had some fans come up and say and tell me, you know, they just ought to tell TV no. You can't tell them no. And here's the reason why. You're obligated in the conference contract. You can't tell them, no, I'm sorry, you can't tell them about today's game. You know, first of all, it's illogical, but second of all, contractually, you can't do it. You have entered into a deal through your conference and through your grant of rights to televise the game. So, the bygone era, because remember, the games would kick off at 1:30 because those games weren't on TV. That's why back in the 60s and 70s and 80, 81, right around there, right up to about 1980, yeah, only one, maybe two games a year for Penn State were on television. That's why you had all the 1:30 kickoffs across the board, which is an awesome kickoff time. I agree with that. But we have to deal with the question realistically and not from 1978. All right? So noon is one. Noon, 3:30, or anything after 6. Because those are really the realistic times. I mean, the kickoff times have been noon, 3:30, 4:30, 6, and 8 have been the kickoff times the last few years. So for you as a fan, what's the best kickoff time? Kevin made a great point the other day when talking about tailgating. He said he thinks it's the later kickoff time for him at 3:30 because people like to come in, tailgate all day, go to the game, but when the game's over, they want to go home.
Well, I mean, think about it. When you have a noon kickoff and you're coming from this area or even further away than about an hour away, for a noon kickoff, if you want to tailgate at all, then you have to probably get up around 7, 8 o'clock at the latest to make the trip in. Then tailgate, then get to the game. And if it's a late-in-the-season game, it's dark by the time the game's over. So there's really not a whole lot of tailgating fun you can have there. And it's going to get colder. So then you head home. Whereas with a 3:30 kick, I can get there and get up around 9, like a normal Saturday, or the type I'd like to have on Saturday. Be there at like, you know, 11, and then I've got plenty of time to tailgate, relax, have fun, and socialize before I get into the stadium.
So the number is 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. For you as a fan, what's the best kickoff time? And I'm talking about the realistic, not the fantasy land. At 1:30, it's okay. Okay, doesn't exist. It's noon, 3:30, or anything after 6. 800-795-9565. 800-795-9565. What is the best kickoff time for you as a fan? Some people like noon because they like to get there early, the whole thing, you know, and feel like they have more time to relax afterward and can take their time going home. Some people like 3:30 for the reasons Kevin just stated. The students will tell you they love 8 o'clock because it ends up being, because number one, they're awake.
They're going to be awake. They're going to be awake late anyway. So
what the heck? Now, another point, too, is what's interesting, though, is you look at the NFL. .425 time slot. They've gone to fewer and fewer games in the .425 time slot. Have you noticed that in the NFL?
What you mean they're starting like the .405s? Because I didn't really notice it.
Yeah. There are fewer games in the .425 time slot than 1 o'clock. Now 1 o'clock
really
does make a difference though compared to noon. I think 1 o'clock makes a huge difference compared to noon. And here's another one. When you're playing Central Time, the game's at 11 o'clock.
That's a very good point. Sometimes I think we forget about the time zone issues that you run into.
Well, yeah, you don't because you don't have to travel into it, and I do.
Right.
Now, mentally, for me, it's still noon. I mean, if, you're in the time zone for like X amount of time, so you're like, okay, fine. But like for example, yesterday's game in Nebraska tipped off at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock in the East. But when you're talking kickoff times, I mean, for the fans of Iowa, Minnesota, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Northwestern, Illinois. A noon game there. To those fans, it is 11 o'clock in the morning. Just like when we talk about the Penn State game with Central Florida. When we're talking about it's going to be 1:30 in Dublin, it's still, for everybody's body clock, it's still going to be 8:30 in the morning in the East. I mean, believe me, I'm going to be sitting there thinking to myself, it's 7 o'clock in Sunbury when Jack and I go on with the game. Yeah, I don't care how many days we're there because we're not going until Tuesday night. We're going to be there Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. We got, what, 3 days to adapt to the whole thing. I mean, you're really not there. I mean, you're really there long enough to adapt to it? You're all depressed because you got to come in early. So the number is 800-795-9565. That's 800-795-9565. What is the best kickoff time for you as a fan? Noon, 3:30, or anything after 6? I'll give you nice three easy choices. And you can put that up as a Facebook question as well.
That's what I'm doing now, actually.
So we'll come back with more. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai is going to save you big money at the pump and big money at your bank with huge discounts and great gas mileage on all new Hyundais. Sunbury Motors Hyundai has 31 brand new Hyundai Elantras discounted $2,700. Elantra start at $15,677 and gets 38 miles per gallon. Does anyone want to save $6,120? Sunbury Motors Hyundai is discounting all 2013 Sonata Hybrids $6,120 off MSRP. Sonata start at $19,694. If your current vehicle gets 20 miles per gallon and you trade it in on a 40 mpg Sonata hybrid, you'd save $110 per month on gas. Who doesn't want to save $110 per month and $6,120 off the sticker price of a brand new Sonata hybrid? If you want to have a fun day, you have to drive a Hyundai. From Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, or at sunburymotors.com.
Gas mileage savings based on 15,000 miles per year and $3.55 per gallon.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Oh, Canada, our home and native.
All right, that's it. That's all I'm doing. There, there. You won two. You got them both. Now I'm done. That's the only tribute you'll get. Moving on.
There was going to be no tribute for me.
Well, I figure this balanced out. Blame Canada, yes, from yesterday.
No balance. 800-795-9565. What's your preferred kickoff time for a Penn State football game that you like to drive to, get to? Now, I mean, for me, you know, people always ask, you know, when do you like? Well, I've always liked noon, but see, it's different for me. It's totally different for me than it is for a fan, because I never go in and tailgate ahead of time. I'm just going in to work, and like, I'm anxious to get to work because it's Penn State football, so if I can get there by 9:45, 9:50, be on the air at 10:30, and away we go. But from a fan, if I were a fan, though, it would not be noon.
Now, that being said, Steve, though, I do know some people that make the most of a noon kickoff, and what they will do, especially early in the season, which this makes plenty of sense early in the season, they will breakfast tailgate and then after the game, like a dinner tailgate.
Right.
That makes sense early in the season.
They make a full weekend of it.
Yeah.
There's no question about that.
It's called getting the most out of your parking, I think.
Well, no, that's exactly right. I mean, there are people that rent RVs to get the most out of their parking. You know, they don't want to pay the hotel rates here, which has been an issue over the years. I'm sorry, you can't have one night. You must take two. Really? How about that?
Well, I mean, it's almost like a beach mentality there at that point. Right. That's the way the hotels are at the beach.
No, and I understand that. I understand that. So so my answer is not going to be the same as your answer, because I'm going to work and I can't wait to get to my job. So to wake up and get going and the whole thing, night games are, you know, once in a while with a night game.
Well, and I don't think I'd want an 8 o'clock kickoff every single game. I do like the one or two a year, because I do believe the atmosphere. I'll tell you what, I swear that it was louder at a night game than it was any other time.
Sure it is.
I mean, I have nothing to back that up with. It just felt that way.
Oh, I do.
I'm sure.
It's been fun times in the parking lot all day. Let's let loose.
Well, okay. I didn't really look at it from that perspective, but I suppose that's a good point.
Now, Penn State played a September game with Notre Dame back in 2007. 6 o'clock game. Now, to me, in September, having 1 6 o'clock kickoff in September, I think that's really good. And 6 o'clock is a time slot that's available.
Next half hour, the Olympic fun fact, the final one for the next 2 years.
I have one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can't wait.
It'll follow up yours.
Beautiful. Can't wait for that one.
It'll be terrific.
No doubt.
Mine will speak to people.
Are you trying to say mine don't speak to people? I'm offended.
Happy birthday, Barty.